This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Some global retail operations, including Amazon or Walmart, have done especially well during the pandemic. But smaller businesses, the ones left standing, have had to adjust strategies with vastly fewer resources. One small black-owned business in North Carolina was able to survive by starting to run errands that many customers don't have time to run. WUNC's Leonita Inge has that as part of Marketplace's Back to Business series.
It's hard to catch up with Tina Travis. She spends a lot of time driving around town, picking up and dropping off. On this day, her precious cargo is 7-year-old Nicholas Eke, the son of one of her clients.
Okay, hand sanitizer. Open there. Okay. You got a seatbelt on?
Travis is the founder of Errand Girl of Durham, a concierge service she started more than a decade ago.
We fill in the nooks and crannies of life. We're like a nice, reliable, sweet neighbor. The only thing about it, we have national background checks, and we're superlative drivers.
Travis used to rely heavily on a big contract with the airport, but since the pandemic, she's had to do smaller jobs, everything from delivering birthday gifts to ferrying children to and from school. More than 40% of black-owned businesses disappeared early in the pandemic. Vicki Gibbs is the executive director at the Entrepreneurship Center at UNC Chapel Hill.
I think entrepreneurs like her, who have moved very quickly to adjust, have thrived, and those that have leveraged technology to interact effectively with their clientele, they have also thrived.
And it hasn't been easy to thrive in these times. Gibbs says many black women business owners didn't have the same access to federal PPP loans as larger businesses. Travis received less than $7,000 in the first round of PPP. That allowed her to keep her 4 employees so they can help people like Chinelo Eke, Nicholas's mom.
So I must say that since she's been providing the service for Nicholas, she's not for one day disappointed. Not at all.
Today, Travis says there are talks underway to expand Errand Girl to other cities. In Durham, North Carolina, I'm Leonita Inge for Marketplace.